water will overflow one place and down in a low place. Well, if that water come off the hill down to the bottom, it's bringing a portion of your soil off the hill down there. And that would eventually build that lower place, build it up. And that's why your rich soil is down in that low land.
Oh, yeah. Well, what do you call a piece of land that's really not good for much anything because you got water standing on it all the time?
That's the most a pony place, like a regular lowland. It's swaggy, water settled in. It's water soft. You know, a lot of time I know a place out here going on the curtain. It's the last year I seen property. I seen it in a long time. It's just look like it's soft water, but it stays so wet you would be able to go down there to fly it up.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. But
it's some type of land in different sections. It's what we call a spring land. It's a spring somewhere in that area. And that water banks the sheep through it and just keep it soft all the time while you won't be able to cover it.
And we had a place in our field where we lived up there, my first husband up at Bonn. You couldn't grow nothing in that place as big as my yard. When you plant stuff on it, it wouldn't grow. And we, if you plant on it, it would die. And so finally, a man come through there, I don't know what nationality where he was, but he told my father-in-law, said, do you realize why you can't raise nothing there? He said, well, they tell me it's a deadly place where the deer used to put salt out for deer. He said, yes, and then salt had come out the salt out the ground. And then finally, he just kept turning up plant now. I think you can raise stuff on that shine, so be good. You just couldn't raise nothing on that. Everything you put on there, he would die. And so I guess by color baiting it, and the salt was washing it back there, you know, he's in it. But when I married that boy, he was in the woods and he killed him. And he said, I got something to show you down in the field. I said, what? He said, come on. He said, something down there, there's no grass, nothing growing. I said, what's wrong with it? The lightning done struck or something? He said, no. And sure enough, it was a lost spot. I mean, usually we have plants, crops there, but they didn't come on. You come up there, but it died. And finally, it got so, the shine, so now you couldn't tell where that place at.
I did in color baiting and saw a different type of soil they changed to meet that soil.
And so they call that a deer lick place where they used to put salt out for deer.
That salt would kill the land while it wouldn't produce anything.
And we were there one day and the man came by. We was chopping. He said, how many years have you been here? So my dad knows. He said, there's a place up here. He turned around and looked. He said, it ain't far from here. I believe you know it. He said, there's a good bit of money there. So my dad said to him, said, has you ever been through here before? He said, I guess I have. He said, some of them tried to get it, but they ain't never got it. Said, but it's a good bit of money there. He said, whoever get it, whoever be able to get it. They've been out there for a long time. And so when the world was going on, and so finally, they were at a white man now, and he told him that his grandfather passed or something. He's up there, Charles Uncle did a house of place, you know where that high heel up there? Up there by
the that was the Indian territory, and they drove the Indian out, and that's where they hid their money. They buried it and put it in treasures like that. And they drove them out and they didn't get a chance to get the money, so.